Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, why would you divorce your partner? In not a serious way.
Not a divorce.
Yeah, right,
like
exactly.
A fake divorce.
But it starts with a bathroom divorce, and then it just spirals from there.
We dive deep into Pettyville.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Joel doesn't understand why his girlfriend's bestie hates him so much. In fact, it's driving a huge rift between them.
Like, it could mean they don't have a future.
There's drunk karaoke, there's Throwback Thursday.
Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
So I checked my Google Maps this morning as I was getting up and getting going. And, you know, we wake up early in the morning, right, to do this show.
Yes.
And my daughter's 21st birthday was last night. And so I just checked just to kind of see if they were back at their home, you know. It was
because they went out with their friends.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, I checked probably around 3:40 or so in the morning. So really, some of the bars hadn't even closed yet.
Life 360.
But I saw, I saw that they were still, they were at their house, but they were still active.
I'm still celebrating.
That is a long night.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah. And do you remember your 21st?
Yes. Campus was kind of, we were still on October break.
Yeah.
At Purdue University.
And yeah, your birthday is October 12th.
Yeah. So I was kind of, it was just like me and a few of my friends and my ex-boyfriend and his best friends were
out. Was he an ex then?
He was an ex, and his friend's birthday was that weekend as well. So it was literally just like our two groups seeing each other at every bar. And I got progressively drunker.
Yeah.
And his buddy and I kept like trading shots and all this kind of stuff. Because I was trying to still like make him jealous.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. Especially if he's an ex. You just want to like, hey, I'm good.
I did.
I'm cool.
Get a piggyback ride. And I believe as we were walking down a street, I was yelling at people passing by if they were going to make me a birthday cake. No one took me up on it.
No, I was going to ask, did anybody do that?
And I crashed at my friend Angie's apartment, and I think I might have thrown up on her floor a few times.
Kind of a rite of passage,
not being familiar with the area.
Yeah,
okay. In the real estate in her apartment as to where the toilet was.
Right.
Yeah. And then I was mad when my roommates later then turned 21, they did not have the same kind of night I did.
Ah.
I was a little upset that they didn't end up puking.
Were you one of the first in your friend group to turn 21?
Yes.
Ah, gotcha. See, yes. I was the last in my friend group to turn 21.
Oh, so they were like, yeah, we're over it?
Well.
Or were they excited?
They were excited. It was like,
okay,
finally,
good.
We're all a crew.
Oh, good.
And
that's good.
Yeah, exactly. And so
I was wondering if there'd be like burnout of everyone having their celebrations.
No.
And
no,
we're done.
No, they. But I do remember going bar hopping to several places and dancing with one of my good friend's girlfriend, which nothing happened.
Right.
But it was just, looking back, I was like, oh, that was a little awkward.
That was a little risky.
Yeah, yeah. And I too watered the shrubbery outside.
Great.
But with
nature's rain.
Nature's rain.
Uh-huh.
Sure. And then I do also remember I went into a bar that I had gone in several times when I shouldn't have.
Okay.
And I had used like a fake ID or, you know, something like that.
And they were going to realize you've been lying to us all the time.
Or I've just snuck in past the bouncer without like showing an ID.
Yeah.
So I go in and I proudly show my ID and they give me a look like, And I'm like, I'm legal now.
Yeah, it's like, now you can't do anything about it, sir.
Now I'm legal. I'll have my $4 beer now.
What
thank
you gonna
you.
Say? Can't prove I've been here before illegally. Can't prove it.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. So anyways, yeah, I did see they made a post on social media. They had cleaned themselves up and they were looking nice and they were out with a couple friends. And
was that before things got crazy? The post?
There, I don't know at what part of the night it was. I don't know.
But it looks like they were good to go.
They looked like they were still with it. That's so great. Anyways.
That's great.
Oh, 21.
Wow.
Yeah. Those.
That's going to take a while, I feel like, for that to sink in for you.
It will be different, like, going out and just having them order a drink or something like that. That will be, okay. Is that what you're doing? Okay.
Yes. All right. Like, okay, adult children.
Yeah.
All right.
right, exactly.
That's where we're at in life.
Exactly. All right. Anyways, we got a lot to get to here this morning. We'll get to some missed connections this hour. That's always fun. Setting the bar story, and we've had too many stories about this type of thing with
people
our setting
still
the
aren't
bar.
Learning?
No.
Okay.
But to the credit of the people who continued to fail, there is a culprit.
Oh.
I will say, all right?
Okay.
All right, and then we'll get to a feel-good story next.
All right, the feel-good story is, this is a really cool reveal of a home renovation that was gifted to a special mom and daughter.
All right. Get to that coming up next. 55 now. Some sun, some clouds. Good morning. We do feel-good stories every hour. Kelly Kay.
So this is a really cool story that Today Show featured. Rhonda Burns was diagnosed with leukemia while in the care of foster mom Joyce when she was 6. So by the time she had been with Joyce for about 3 years, Joyce has fostered 156 kids in her life.
Mm.
And she knew that Rhonda wasn't going to be going anywhere. She officially adopted Rhonda, and treatment over the last 2 years has been going pretty well. But her story touched the hearts at a charity called Building Hope for Kids, which renovates homes for kids fighting cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And the group consists of the Philadelphia Flyers charities, hockey team, the Flyers Wives, the local children's hospital there, and a nonprofit called Michael's Way. And they completely redid their home. The reveal.
Of course, we couldn't forget Rhonda's room. And even a playroom.
She's like, everything is perfect. And she was so excited. Their entire story, by the way, is pretty fantastic to watch. You can see it at WDJX.com.
Sometimes you have those meet cutes with someone and you're not in the right spot to actually get a name or number. So what do you do? How do you get back in touch with them, especially if there was a spark?
Yeah, if there was a spark, at least on your end, you do a little typey-type, you send it off to the internet, we find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Ladies first.
Yes.
Gym water fountain awkwardness, woman for man.
Oh, okay, sure.
I was the razzled newbie. First time at the gym since declaring my New Year's resolution back in January. Better late than never, am I right?
Okay, hey, we got there, right?
I was the one fumbling with my water bottle like it was a Rubik's Cube.
Mm.
You were everything I wanted in a man.
Oh.
Kind of a cross between Seth Rogen with a splash of Timothy Chalamet's cheekbones. That's a look, right?
Okay, trying to picture that in my head.
Standing behind me when I accidentally splashed water on your shoes.
Oh.
He smiled, an actual kind smile, and said, at least it's refreshing.
Okay.
And meanwhile, I mumbled something about wishing I was your shoes or something and turned the color of a boiled lobster and power walked to the nearest treadmill like I was being chased.
Okay.
Do you remember seeing the girl who clearly didn't know how to gym?
Oh, okay.
And proceeded to embarrass herself further by tripping on a dumbbell on her way to fall off the treadmill.
Oh my gosh, what a clumsy person.
And you're open to sharing more than just your witty comebacks at the water fountain. Let's try this again.
Witty comebacks? At least it's refreshing.
P.S. If you tell me your name, I'll tell you how many times I tripped on the treadmill after that. Hint, it was more than once.
Poor girl.
Many.
Man, she was just not in her element, was she?
That could be tricky.
Yeah.
Figure all that out, yeah.
It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Man for woman, carrots, cabbage, and your killer smile. You were the tall, dark-haired goddess wearing the t-shirt that said, "My mood is sponsored by punk rock." You were casually selecting carrots like you were filming some rom-com montage at the Goss Kroger.
All right.
I don't know what that means.
What were we doing with the carrots? I don't know.
Yeah, right. I couldn't help but notice you. Louisville's answer to Jennifer Garner.
Oh, wow.
But with better taste in produce.
Well, how do you know her taste in produce?
I don't know. Louisville's answer to Jennifer Garner. What does that even mean?
I don't know.
I was the guy awkwardly manhandling a cabbage like it was my first time in the vegetable aisle.
Okay.
By the way, how do you check a cabbage for freshness? Because I felt weird tenderly squeezing each cabbage like a fumbling teenage boy.
I don't know. Do we squeeze cabbage? I don't know.
Is that right?
Please don't do that with your hands.
Yes.
Please don't do that with your hands.
Anyway, people say I'm a poor man's Idris Elba, which I'm choosing to take as a compliment, I think.
All right.
Poor man's
handsome elements there. He's a handsome
guess so.
Man.
Sure. Yeah, we made eye contact once. I thought, okay, that's a fluke. We made eye contact twice.
Oh.
I figured, nah, she's just checking for emergency exits.
What?
But after that third smile, I forgot how to exist properly, got flustered, and panic wheeled my cart toward the frozen pizzas.
What? He ran away? That's literally an open door. If she's looking at you three times.
I mean, maybe she's looking at how you're checking the freshness of those cabbages.
That could be. I forgot that part. Yes, absolutely.
If you remember the guy who clearly lost a battle with his own social skills, I'd love a second chance. Maybe a coffee or a carrot juice.
See what he did there.
Or, you know, something a little less stressful than my ripe cabbages.
Stop doing that with your hands.
What? This is what he described.
The squeezing motion. I don't know. We need to see the squeezing motion. You're making it really weird.
He's fumbling like a teenage boy, tenderly squeezing each cabbage.
I don't know. He ran away to the frozen pizzas. I'm not sure he's going to get a second shot at that.
Yes, but he was very tender.
Oh, all right. And gentle. Okay.
So whether you were looking for the fumbling girl at the gym tripping over dumbbells, or you are awkwardly fondling cabbage at the Goss Kroger.
Don't do that. That's just weird for everybody.
Then it can be one thing, and that is
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Time for a Setting the Bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, could you imagine going to the doctor and going, "Hey, I accidentally glued my eyes shut." And he's like, "Again?
Again?"
Yeah, this has been happening more and more. If you can manage to make it through the day without mistaking fingernail glue for eye drops, you're doing okay.
Oh, gosh. I see the picture of it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looks like eye drops.
Shaped a
little. Specifically, the brand Kiss Power Flex. It's fingernail glue, but it definitely looks like eye drops. This TikToker named Breezy Bree just posted this video from the ER.
I'm at the ER because I was half asleep and I needed to put my antibiotic eye drops in tonight. Instead of grabbing eye drops, I grabbed the Kiss nail glue. So this is them rinsing my eye out. They already took out 3 shards of super glue. Ooh. Don't get super glue in your eye because then you have to go through this like contact suction thing on your eye.
Yeah, I mean, listen, healthcare workers are saying this is happening more and more often.
Okay, so we need to be keeping these things in different places. Like, why are you keeping the fingernail glue like on the nightstand? It sounds like...
Yeah, it might have been on the nightstand. Or it may be like on a bathroom sink where you're kind of doing your nails at the same spot where you may be, you know, getting an eye drop. I don't know, but.
So for me, I have like eyelash glue for, you know, like special events. I'll put on like fake eyelashes, but I keep all of that in a bag underneath the sink. Like none of that is sitting out.
Yeah. That might be a good idea. Another is they recommend saying it out loud when you pick it up. Like reading it out loud, because out loud it triggers your brain differently than just looking at it silently.
Okay.
You know?
Yes. I have my eye drops in, but I will always look at the label first. I don't care how tired I am. I'm looking again. If I can't really fully trust what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gosh.
So again, this is happening more and more. And so that's why
keep all glues in a bag under something, like in a cabinet. Don't keep that out on a regular basis.
The bar story keeps popping up and popping up.
How often are you gluing your nails that you need to keep it out on a counter somewhere?
Yeah.
Put that away.
Again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without gluing your eyelid shut.
Oh, that sounds so painful.
Yeah. You're doing okay. All right,
it's not super glue. I feel like that's worse. I don't know. Any kind of glue, not good.
Any kind of glue, not good in the eye. There you go. That's your set of the bar story.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Wait till you hear why this couple is getting a, quote, divorce, or what they're getting a, quote, divorce from.
Is it not a full divorce?
It's not a full divorce. They're still going to be
something
living
in their lives.
Yeah, they're still going to be living together, but she
legally not divorced.
She can't stand him for this reason, so they're deciding they're getting a divorce. And be thinking about what silly thing could you divorce your partner over? Okay,
that's such a big word to throw around.
I know,
for silly things.
That's right. It's coming up on 99.7 JX. Debbie and Jim are getting a divorce. It's 99.7 JX.
Like a traditional divorce?
They're getting a bathroom divorce.
A bathroom divorce.
She hates how messy he is and thinks the only way that they can actually save their marriage is by getting this bathroom divorce.
I think a bathroom divorce is best exemplified by two toilets, two sinks, and two ways to shower or bathe in the morning.
Yeah, basically she's just advocating for his and her bathrooms.
Okay.
We have everything separate. The pet peeve of my old bathroom was the wet, sticky floor every time I went to use the toilet.
Oh.
The wet, sticky floor?
I feel as though there is probably splatter that she was
walking
through.
What she,
So knowing that I use a bathroom with a dry, pristine floor.
You know, one of the members who uses the bathroom has a prostate and the other doesn't.
Okay, that's his solution. It's because I can't blame me because it's a splatter. I don't have great aim.
I mean, you can wipe it up.
You could.
Listen, that's a
you
guy.
You should.
That's a guy that hasn't lived with a bunch of women because I am reminded very, very sharply about any sort of mess that may be left.
They sound, though, they're in advanced years.
So, yeah, I mean, they're maybe like...
They could be empty nesters.
In their late 50s, something like that. But so they've got basically a large bathroom. They've got the common area that has two sinks. But then they've got their own little closet areas to go and use the toilet.
We have their own little toilet closets. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So she apparently thinks that this is the way that they can save their marriage.
Is she now expecting him to clean his little toilet closet?
Because
it sounds like he does not.
It sounds like
not a lot of that's happening.
Great question, Kelly.
Yeah.
Great question.
Because that would also drive me insane, even if I wasn't using it, if I could see it.
Right.
Yeah, and it was an absolute mess. Disaster area, couldn't do it.
Maybe he shuts the door, so you know what?
Oh, just shut the door.
Don't worry about it.
All right.
Don't worry about it.
Out of sight, out of mind.
That's right.
Wow.
Don't worry about it.
So, you know, our kids kind of, they're upstairs. We don't go up there like a ton on a regular basis, so we kind of like, hey, you guys got to tell us when things need to, you know, have attention to it. Like the shower needing to be cleaned, like it really, they let it get real grubby before they're like, hey, let's clean the shower.
Sure, their tolerance is not
as... And then I'm like, hey, you know what? Here are the cleaning supplies. You just do spray, let it sit for a little bit, then you do some scrub. You guys are perfectly capable of doing that.
So what silly thing could you divorce your partner over? Debbie thinks it's his bathroom habits.
Right. Well, they found a solution.
Yeah, and that's apparently the solution. Tony the Welder says, my wife could probably divorce me over the sound my toe makes when I pop it.
Oh, ow.
She hates that sound and yells at me every time.
Can't stand it either. I can't stand it. Just I can't stand popping. Nope.
Snap.
I can't stand snapping. Can't do it.
And it's like, hey, you know what? And I get it, Tony. Like, sometimes it feels good. Sometimes you just got to do it.
I can't.
You just got to do it.
No. But like, both the kids always go to my husband and just like, hey, Dad, crack my toes.
Yeah.
You know, then, yeah, no.
Yeah. So what, tell us the silly thing that you could divorce your partner over. 502-795-1997. We'll get to some of your responses and stories coming up.
We're getting petty.
yeah, we are getting a little petty. Call it a bathroom divorce. That's what Debbie and Jim are doing to try to save their marriage. So what silly thing could you divorce your partner over, Jennifer?
I want to divorce my husband over his sleeping habits.
Oh.
He's violent. He will hit me. He kicks me.
Oh.
He just slams the bed. Yeah, it's terrible. So I built a wall of pillows down the middle of our king-sized bed.
Does that work?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, that's good. I know a lot of snoring can be a big problem for, and like sometimes.
Oh no, he's violent. I've gotten like a bloody lip.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you know what? It sounds like you've found a solution other than divorce. So
yes,
that's good.
Yeah, he hates the wall of pillows. He always wants to take it down. And I'm like, absolutely not. I don't want to die.
This is here because of you.
Right, exactly.
And he can't help it.
Jennifer, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Alexis, I feel like she and my wife could have a long conversation about what she just texted in.
She says, I'm angry now just thinking about it.
His chewing.
Yes. She's like, why can't you hear when you chew? Why can you hear you chew when your mouth is closed? I'll literally leave the room if he's eating something chewy, like our kids' fruit snacks.
Yeah, I know. I chew with my mouth closed, but still, it's a sensory thing, and my wife will just look at me and go, is that good?
It sounds tasty. It sounds just super tasty.
Oh, shoot.
Stephanie said, I would divorce my husband over him biting and picking his fingernails and picking up his toenails instead of using nail clippers. Oh, picking off his toenails instead of using nail clippers. Oh, geez. I can't stand the noise of it. And he hates it when I get on him about it, especially when I can hear him biting and picking at his nails from the kitchen. Oh, and then we got another message. Mr. Marine Anonymous, my wife brushes her hair out in the shower and then sticks her hair on the wall and leaves it. Could easily be a deal breaker, but I love her. LOL.
What silly thing could you divorce your partner over? Mindy says he wants the heating on all day, every day, and I'm always too warm. Okay, got it. Sheila, if I have to pick up one more pair of underwear off the floor on his side of the bed, I'm ending it all.
Wow.
I'm ending it all.
Wow. OMG. Oh, Tracy says bed blanket covers. We have separate ones. My husband still steals mine.
Oh, yeah. Joe, he chews with his mouth open. I can barely hold a conversation with him when we're eating because I want to barf. Yeah. So.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah. Tammy, he will always eat the last tasty snack without asking. I didn't marry you just to be snackless and betrayed.
Snackless and betrayed.
That is funny.
I love that. Oh, Kim, he will watch our favorite show without me.
Oh.
If you're willing to cheat on Netflix, what else are you capable of?
That's funny. Jen says, leaving knives out after he cuts something, finding them in the living room, the washer, the dryer, the bathrooms, is like he has to prove he cooks so the onion peels and knives can never make it to the sink. Now, listen.
What in the world?
Jen, I'm going to tell you, it's a thing where you're like, okay, I'm not going to wash this yet because I might use it again.
What?
Yeah.
Why can't you just simply wash it really quick after you use it?
See, if you use the knife to maybe make a sandwich and you need to set it on the sink just in case you want to make another sandwich, you can have it there. And you don't need to dirty another utensil.
Are you going to make that decision right after you eat the first sandwich, though? Or are we going to, like, leave it there for hours in case later in the day you want to make another sandwich?
Well, you might need to let it marinate for a couple 15 minutes or so after you finish your first sandwich to decide whether or not you want another sandwich. And you'll need that knife again.
Okay, 15 minutes I'm fine with. So, it's Jen, hours on end or till the next day I can't handle. I mean, no.
What silly thing could you divorce your partner over?
Oh, I want to divorce my entire family over this.
Oh.
They will never push the food down the garbage disposal.
Oh.
They'll just dump the food in the sink and leave it.
Oh.
So I'm constantly going, and then so I'm then shoving other people's food, discarded food, down the dishwasher, the disposal, and then running that. Like I've told everyone, like, guys, when you rinse off your plates or your bowls and there's food left over you didn't eat, you can use the sprayer and you can guide it,
you know what,
with
I'm
the
hearing
water,
right now? You know what I'm
and
hearing,
and then you
right
can
now?
Shove it down, and then here's a little switch underneath the sink and turn that on.
You know what I'm hearing?
What are you hearing?
Nag. Nag, nag, nag.
Who wants to be the one that's constantly doing that, though?
Sarah says,
like, eating food.
Sarah says, trash bags. I appreciate that he takes the trash out, but he never refills it with a new bag. Drives me crazy.
The job is not finished until that's done.
Mary says, is it too petty to divorce over loading the dishwasher wrong?
Oh.
I can't spend a lifetime fixing your chaotic spoon placements.
Oh, chaotic spoon placements. Okay, so are you a utensil is facing up? Or are they facing down?
I'm however they go in.
Okay.
I don't have a specific...
Oh, whatever. However they land. Yeah.
Is how they sit.
I know many people think they're not going to get cleaned unless they're facing up, but I have a fear of the knives.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do that with knives because I will probably stab myself reaching down to unload it.
We could probably stay on this topic literally all show.
Day.
We'll get to one more here real quick, and we might revisit it a little bit later. Chris says, in the silly things you could divorce your partner over, I could divorce my wife because of the way she says couch.
What? She, how does she say it?
Pronounces it with an N, and it sounds really awkward.
Couch?
And every time I try to correct her, she just ignores me, shocker, and says that's the way she says it. I swear.
Are you going to go sit on the couch?
The couch?
The couch. It takes more effort to say it like that.
That's what I'm thinking he's meaning, couch.
It has to be that, right?
It has to be that, right? Not nouch or, yeah, it's got to be couch.
It's got to be couch.
Hey, honey, I'm going to just go have a little nap on the couch. That is too funny.
And by the way, Alexis is like, Kelly, you know, count your lucky stars. At least yours is rinsing your dishes off. I just have to wash crusty food dishes.
No.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hey, thank you for the stories there on 99.7 DJX. Kelly Kay.
So the 34th annual firefighter stair climb was a big success. Thousands of firefighters from around the world show up in Seattle to climb 69 flights of stairs full gear. And they do it to raise money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. One of the firefighters, Samuel, talks about being part of the event.
To be able to be a part of a movement that is raising so much money for research, for patient care, is phenomenal. It's great to be a part of it. It was awesome seeing people from my local community at this big event as well.
Let me tell you, we are on the sixth floor of this building, and I will take the stairs maybe... I try to take the stairs at least once a day.
Just for the fitness?
Yeah, for the fitness. And I'm winded going up six flights of stairs.
Without wearing full firefighter gear.
Yes.
I'll say this. I was a part of a charity event for several years, many years back, where they would have it at Cardinal Stadium. And it was for, I think it was for an organization raising money for cystic fibrosis. And there was always a firefighter that showed up in full gear to do it. And they were running. You had to go do the stair in the stands.
In the stadium stands.
Yes.
Yeah.
And did all the way
That's
around.
Crazy.
It was just insane. So just... kudos, first of all, to firefighters for doing what you do.
Yep.
and wearing all that gear for your job, but then to do something like that, climbing stairs in full gear just to raise money for charity is amazing stuff.
Love that.
See the story. We'll tweet it out on X at Ben and Kelly Show.
It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So this is from Joel, in quotes. Hey, Ben and Kelly, I need some of that free advice you dish out every day from your lady listeners.
Oh, all right. Thank you, Joel.
Been dating my girlfriend for about 8 months, and she is the total package. Everything I've been looking for. She's smart, beautiful, funny. My family loves her. She checks all the boxes. With one little hiccup that isn't really even about her, but around her. It's her best friend.
Okay.
This chick is beyond nosy, always in her business all the time. She's also totally shallow, makes rude comments, and even tries to plant ideas that I'm a cheater. I really hate to even be in the same room with her. I have a hard time figuring out why my girlfriend even likes her. Maybe it's the fact they've known each other since kindergarten. Anyway, I've tried talking to her about the reasons I'm not a fan of this girl, but my girlfriend just kind of brushes it off, saying, oh, that's just Brit. She's harmless. But I'll be honest, I'm not 100% sure we could even have a future if this chick is going to be around. She's that intolerable. So any advice on how to gently convince my girlfriend that this person is kind of toxic in our lives? Thanks so much.
Man, I feel like we're not hearing the entire story.
You know, in what way?
I don't feel like there would be that much resistance or tension between Joel's girlfriend's bestie and Joel if there wasn't something else that happened.
Are you
previously
calling Joel an actual cheater?
No, I'm just saying that maybe they've had a run-in before, or
they hooked up. You're saying Joel hooked up with the bestie. That's what you're saying.
You're putting words in my mouth. I think he would have said that if that were the case. But I'm thinking that there's got to be a reason that she's doing this.
So in some way, Joel is defective and warranting
I'm not
this kind of treatment from the best friend. Like, there's a reason he must be kind of awful, too.
I'm not saying that he's warranted. I'm just saying that there is, it's not just like, oh, he gives me the ick and I hate him. That, I guess, could be a thing, but it doesn't seem very likely in my head that that's the only reason.
What I'm hearing you say is that the best friend can't be that bad.
No, I'm saying that the best friend, there's a reason the best friend is not liking on Joel. And okay. Joel's just not telling us that.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Does that make sense?
Maybe Bestie's got some proof that he wasn't a superior guy in every facet, and she's looking out for her friend.
Is Brit the best friend?
Brit's the best friend.
It's Brittany, bitch.
Okay.
Okay.
You think she just rolls in there like that?
Probably. She announces herself probably when she walks on the room, and that's what she says.
She's like,
it's Brittany, bitch.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi.
All right. Okay. Lynetta says she's jealous of the relationship.
Meaning,
which that
like,
was what I was thinking.
Oh, you were thinking that maybe Brittany has a thing for Joel?
No, that she is looking at him as a
competition.
Person, yes, that's taking her friend friend's time. Yes.
Interesting.
So they're not able to spend as much time together.
All right. Well, tell
maybe she's just jealous that her bestie has a boyfriend and she doesn't.
Maybe.
And she wants to try to, you know, she misses when they were both single and can hang out all the time.
All right. Let us know your story of how you navigated this with one of your friends, maybe your partner or whatever, okay? And maybe that can help.
Maybe.
Maybe.
It's Brittany, bitch.
Okay.
All right. So 502-795-1997. We'll get to your stories coming up on 99.7 DJX. We have got a bestie that is getting in the way of Joel and his girlfriend's relationship. So the bestie is his girlfriend's bestie.
Right. And I guess he can't really stand to be around her. She makes rude comments a lot. Has even accused him of being a cheater.
Yeah, exactly. And there are a lot of people who've had those type of stories about the same thing.
Yeah, I got a message from a listener. Said a friend of mine for many years was like this. It got really bad. They were always trying to find flaws or create narratives to the point where I had to distance myself. My significant other didn't like this person. They said this person was going to try to drive a wedge between us. 20 years later, I'm still with my partner and this friend is still around, but not as much. Sadly, this person is miserable and still single.
I got another message from a listener. My friend was dating a dude who came to my house, acted the fool. I have not liked him ever since. I was always willing to be around him, but I called him out, so he didn't like me, and he came between me and my friend. He's not any kind of man in my eyes. Leave friendships out of your relationship. Interesting.
Wow. Yeah, a lot of people are pointing the finger at, you know, the best friend being jealous. This listener said, same situation happened to me and my boyfriend. You know, my ex-best friend would try to break us up all the time. She'd always talk negative about him, all the things that he needs to change. But she would always admit to me she's jealous about how much time I spend with him. And it became so toxic, she and I are no longer friends.
Oh, no.
And I'm much happier.
So we did get a message on Facebook from Brittany said, if you try to break me up with my best friend since kindergarten, hate to tell you, but I'm probably going to choose the friend over you. Just remember, you came after her.
Ooh, okay. So Sassy Matt has a plan of attack for Joel.
All right, how do we do this?
He says you need to flatter Brit, the best friend, like you are trying to date her.
You need to flatter who?
It's Brittany, bitch.
That one.
Okay.
Compliment her looks, her clothes, her makeup. Kill her with kindness. She's the entitled friend, and you're taking attention away from her. So you need to show her attention when she's around. You know, full of compliments. Trust me, she'll come around. Get it out of your head that she's the enemy. Make her a tool for your success with your girlfriend. And again, make sure your girlfriend knows this is what you're doing so that she can't use this behavior as, see, he's trying to get with me. He's a cheater.
Right. I like that.
Yeah, that's probably a good approach is just, you know, kill her. Don't give her a reason to not like you.
And then there's plenty of the, hey, call her out. You know, throw it right in her face. Fight fire with fire.
Oh.
Do unto her as she's doing to you.
Really, I don't know how that's going to end up in a lane where everybody's happy to be hanging out.
I kind of like Sassy Matt's suggestion there. I think that's
seems like that. Yeah, like, you know, even just offer to maybe even take her out for coffee or something. Just like, hey, let's try to hash this out. You know, let's talk about our differences because we have one person in common and she's super important to me. She's super important to you.
Right.
So let's try to figure this out because we're going to have to probably exist in each other's circles for a long time.
There are a few people that are saying, hey, just all that, but be careful on the ultimatums. Don't give the ultimatum to either your girlfriend,
right?
Because she, just like some of the other people would say, might choose her friend over
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
Right. All right. Well, hey, good luck, Joel. I mean, again, I still think we're missing part of the story.
Could be, but I feel like
yeah.
I think a great way, if he wants to continue on with his girlfriend, says he loves, she's great in every way except for this person surrounding her.
Yeah.
So let's try to go towards the problem and try to solve it with just, all right, let's figure out what about me do you not like? Can we find a way to coexist around our, you know, this mutual friend?
Last comment comes from Jen. It says, you tell the girlfriend, hey, your friend is looking really good today, and it's a shame I didn't meet her before you. She'll make sure she never comes around again. All right, that's a good one.
I don't think that's the best way to go.
All right,
either.
Hey, thank you for the stories. Appreciate it. That's group therapy. So this weekend is a big weekend, big party weekend, that's for sure. So we thought it might be fun to play a little game, Kelly.
Okay.
A little drunken karaoke, if you will. And we thought, since we don't want to just leave you flapping in the breeze by yourself.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. We thought we would elicit the help of Jennifer calling us from PRP. Hi, Jennifer.
Hey.
I love having a helper.
Yeah, Jennifer has blonde hair, drives a Kia Sorento, and has been married 9 years. So
awesome.
You're in it.
I'm ready.
Awesome. Sister from another mister. Let's do this.
Sister from another mister.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
I don't know. We both drive Kias, so that bonded us instantly.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, Jennifer. So what we're going to do, I'm going to play a song that these are clips that I've found on YouTube of people that are drunkenly singing karaoke.
Awesome.
Should be fairly easy to identify what they are.
I'm guessing there's pretty standard songs a lot of people perform at karaoke bars.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. All right. So here we go. Here's the first one.
Right now, you're probably buying her some pretty little day because she can't shoot a whiskey. Right now.
That's pretty easy,
that's pretty
right?
good. That's Carrie pretty... Underwood before he cheats, yeah. right? Right, Jen?
Yep, yep, that's it.
High five. High five. We knew it.
All right, you want a little one that's a little harder?
Yeah, let's get a little bit more difficult.
Okay.
Bon Jovi Living on a Prayer.
Okay, here we go. See if you can identify this drunken karaoke. Oh, bless you.
All right, here we go.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
They were struggling.
Jen, I'll let you toss out the first guess on that.
The Mick Jagger. I know. I can hear it. I don't know the name.
That's the Mick Jagger song.
They look like Mick Jagger.
Yep, that's a line. It's TikTok by Kesha.
I don't know the name.
They don't know any of it. That's TikTok Kesha.
TikTok Kesha. Yeah.
That was fun, though. Okay, that was good. They had the entire bar up on the stage singing with them by the end of that.
I bet they did.
Yeah.
All right. You want another one?
Yes.
What do you want? Like two more?
Sure. Whatever you got. Throw it at us.
Okay. Here we go. A little drunken karaoke.
Jason's driving.
Here.
It's fine.
Sure.
I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out.
I love dudes trying to take on, like, female songs. It's amazing. Do you know what it is, Jen?
Wow. I mean, they
had the crown.
Yeah,
they 1,000% had the crown on their side.
He's getting into the hook here.
Yeah.
Best thing about being a woman is a prerogative to have a little fun.
That sounds like I'm wondering if he let his buddies pick the song for him. Like, maybe. I don't know if he would have picked that, but he was slaying it.
Yeah, slaying it. All right, we'll do one more.
Okay,
we'll do one more. Thank you, Jen, for hanging out with us. We appreciate it.
She's just doing this for fun.
Yeah,
we don't even have a prize to offer. It's just for the fame and fortune.
Absolutely, fame and fortune. That's good enough for me.
Uh-huh.
All right, here we go. Last one.
Oh, wow. That wasn't even in the ballpark of the notes.
Yeah.
But, Jen, you know what that is, right?
I know this song, but my brain just shut down. I cannot think of the name of it, and I'm so sad that I cannot think of the name of that song, because I know it.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes, Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen.
That's a long song, too. Do you think he did it all?
Like all 7 minutes of
he
it.
He was
yes.
struggling.
Yes.
He was struggling.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Jen, you've been a pleasure. Enjoy your Starbucks.
High five.
Yes, thank you.
Slay the game.
Appreciate it. Have a great day. Say hi to all your friends for us.
All right. It was fun. Thank you all.
All right, thank you.
Bye, Jen. Oh, I love her. I think we're instant besties. We should go karaokeing together.
You should. What's your song?
It's the Fugees, Killing Me Softly.
Killing Me Softly. Mine was Guns N' Roses, Patience.
Oh, I could also do Britney. Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Oh, I have that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There you go. All right, there it is. A little drunken karaoke. Enjoy responsibly.
Yes.
On 99.7 DJX.
99.7 DJX plays all the hits. But on Thursday mornings, we take you on an audio journey through time. Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
Thanks to Once Upon a Child. Congrats, Dylan Hassenpepper. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. No, we don't play the entire song.
Brooke from Bardstown says, good morning, Sunshine.
Hey.
Can you guys play I Don't Mess With You? Certain person in my life needs to hear that. LOL. Love you guys. Ben and Kelly rocks. Love you guys.
Big Sean is good, but we don't have that, so we'll play CeeLo instead. All right,
Throwback Thursday. Adjacent request. Still works.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX. Bunch of songs you haven't heard. Play back to back to back to back.
Jeremy, a.k.a. J. Mart, says, good morning to both of you. We've been waiting to hear and finally heard that my daughter, Mackenzie, got accepted into Butler High School.
Oh, there you go. Man, I'll tell you what. Those waiting on acceptance letter sweats are real.
Yeah, just say we're very happy.
Okay.
All right.
Gotcha. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Get to some of your shouts and requests.
Yeah, Michelle says, rich girl from Gwen Stefani for Kinsley before she goes to school, please.
Oh, all right.
Time limit.
Oh.
Got a little time limit.
We've got a little time limit.
We're on the clock.
All right, I understand. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
From Fiddler on the Roof, Gwen Stefani.
You're in the Fiddler on the Roof.
I was in that era, yes, so recently,
Gwen,
yes.
Yeah, I mean, Gwen Stefani wasn't in the original Fiddler, but yes.
But that was taken from a song in Fiddler on
yes,
the Roof.
Yes, yes, exactly, exactly. Right.
Maybe you didn't know that.
You're
fun
in
fact.
The world. No, Kelly, dropping fun facts. Kelly from Crescent Hill, I'm feeling very unwritten-y this morning. You got it. Yes, unwritten-y.
Right.
Throwback Thursday. By the way, Natasha Bedingfield just announced as part of the Pride Fest coming up in June, 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Cheyenne rolls in. Hey, how about some Linkin Park?
We can do that.
Yeah?
Thank you.
Okay.
Remember this collab?
Yes.
Yeah, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Throwback Thursday,
99.7 DJX. That's a good one. Kaylin says, Cardinal Official Dangerous.
Oh, gosh. Remember this with A-Town?
Wow, yes.
This was a throwback.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, dang. All right. Throwback Thursday. Banger. Banger.
Straight banger.
Sneaky banger. Yeah. Love that. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Chrissy says, me and my husband leaving Saturday for Vegas. Play some Poker Face.
Oh, I thought she was going to go like Katy Perry waking up in Vegas or something like that. No, she didn't.
Nope.
Apparently, she is a fan of the poker.
Win big, Chrissy!
Yep, remember the little people. Throwback Thursday. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard played back to back to back to back. Every week here on 99.7 DJX.
Elizabeth is having a great day because she forgot about Throwback Thursday until she got the call. Yeah!
Yes, sometimes.
I love hearing some Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, for sure. Nicole says, hey, just found out my last baby is a girl.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, can you play something to celebrate?
Oh, way to go, Nicole. We run this mother. Oh, yeah, that's probably appropriate.
All right, a little Beyonce. Throwback Thursday.
Check, come at the neck, disrespect.
970JX.
For Nicole and her baby girl to be.
Aw, there you go.
Dr. Aaron says, you said Katy Perry, and now I need to hear TGIF.
We said Katy Perry.
We did. We
said that out loud. Now it's in my brain.
Uh-huh.
It's in my brain.
Uh-huh.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 997DJX. Throwback Thursday, 997DJX.
Ashley says for TBT, can we hear Can't Deny It by Fabolous?
Ooh, that's a good one. Don't have it, but I do have Can't Get You Out of My Head, so hopefully that'll work.
That's not anything like that, right?
I can't deny it.
No,
I know what she's talking about. I love it. It's a great song. Don't have it.
Dang it.
Throwback Thursday. Look at that. Kylie Minogue.
She's related to our coworker?
So, yeah, Hailey Minogue works on The Weeknd. She was telling me that, like, she is somehow related to Kylie.
We're going
to
call her Cousin Kylie then.
Yeah, sure.
Cousin Kylie.
Yeah, on 997DJX.
Tattooed Mexican says, Buenos dias, BNK.
Ah! Oh! CC!
CC! Salt and pepper push it!
Adios mio!
Adios mio!
How do you say salt and pepper push it in Spanish?
Yeah, I don't know. I took German. It was the most ridiculous decision of my life.
Salto y pepa.
Chips and salsa. Let's go.
Chips and salsa. All right, Throwback Thursday. Thank you. Thank you to everybody who...
We have a lot of Spanish experts.
Because a listener who has dubbed himself the Tattooed Mexican, which I love, requested salt and pepper, and so we
threw a little Spanish out there.
We were like, hey, so like I took 5 years of Spanish, have no idea how to say any of it.
Really?
Yeah.
5 years of Spanish?
No, you know what? Five is too much. I think I did. I took four. I took four, but I went to Spain. So, anyways,
wow.
Asked how do you
say salt and pepper?
Say salt and pepper, and so many people are like sal y
pimienta.
Yeah, sure.
Pimienta and bujalo. Empujalo?
Careful. Jessica says, hey, just drop my daughter off. Play something for a mom to rock out in the car on the way home.
Oh, so angsty.
I mean,
yeah.
This is one where you can just kind of turn your volume up a little bit.
Yes.
And you know every word, so that helps too.
Educate the kids.
Well, no, not anymore. She's driving home. She already dropped the kids off.
Oh, great.
At the pool. Throwback Thursday.
There you go.
997DJX. Mom's rocking by themselves.
Dancing at the stoplight. Yes.
Yeah. Throwback Thursday.
Just Allison says, Natasha Bedingfield earlier reminded me of a recent conversation with my 4-year-old daughter. She said, look, mommy, I have pockets. And I said, you got a pocket full of sunshine. Aww. She said, no, I got a pocket full of goldfish. You got to check those little pockets before they go in the laundry.
Listen, everybody needs a little snack pocket.
Yeah.
Everybody needs a little snack pocket.
Yes, sir.
I got to be honest. Someone wanted Colby Malloy bubbly. Isn't Malloy?
Oh, yeah, that's Ashley again.
Isn't that a liquor?
Might be.
I'm not going to play much
Colby
of this.
I think Colby Calais is what she's going for.
Yeah, she wants Colby Calais. This is a fun, sweet song, but...
Will you count me in?
No.
Oh, we're not counting.
3, 2, 1.
I've been awake for a while now.
Okay, what's next?
Okay, that's great. thank you. Appreciate it. No, we really do. We really do appreciate it. Shout to the Millennial Souls. Katie, Awaken the Millennial Souls. Play Every Time We Touch.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Cascada is this group's name.
Glow Sticks.
Throwback Thursday.
I still hear.
Songs like that will literally awaken something in your soul.
Jessica says, if you don't fist pump during Cascada, what are you even doing?
I mean, it's one where you gotta honk.
You gotta
flash your lights.
You have to full on rave.
Yeah.
Throwback
Thursday,
are.
997DJX.
Chase is wanting me to pick an old Miley Cyrus.
Oh, wow. Okay. You're not a huge Miley Cyrus fan.
I'm not, so I'm gonna pick NSYNC.
Oh, okay. You're just, I was going to say, I mean, there's some good bangers from Miley. I mean,
I'm going to insert an adjacent request for NSYNC.
Okay, wow. Kelly's pulling the adjacent request card.
For Chase. I love you.
Okay. Chase says he's okay with that. All right. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX.
By the way, Chase approves. Also, Andrea says, Kelly, my daughter loves your adjacent request because she knows it as the one with Deadpool.
Oh, gotcha. Yes. Gotcha. Brittany rolls in. Hey, this is how we do it, Montel. Old school banger, Ben. Yes. I will say this is kind of an old school banger for sure.
This is still how we do it.
Montel, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. It was kind of funny. Saw a listener earlier mistyped Colby Calais, you know, the bubbly singer.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, sort of Malort. And I was like, Malort, isn't that like a liquor? And Colleen rolls in with, yeah, Jepson's Malort. It's like a, it's kind of a Chicago thing. It's a
straw-colored liqueur, Basque liqueur.
Yeah, yeah. It's got intense bitterness, and it's for a certain palate, I guess.
So much education on this show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tony the Welder says, time is running out. Did you hear about that guy with unexplainable metal on his body? He had a Nickelback! Come on, that was good. Like dad joke good. And then Stephanie says, we just found out we're going to be homeowners. I hope we have a nickel back. Because okay. We're rock stars now!
Okay, fine. All right. Listen, we'll give you a little of what you want. Give you a little taste
of the Nickelback
Throwback Thursday.
Right up your alley.
I don't know who this is that... No, sorry, I guess. I do know. Basil the Wiener Dog texted us.
Basil the Wiener Dog?
A picture of Basil taking a ride in a backpack on the back of a daughter and needs to hear London Bridge by Fergie.
Well, we can't really deny that.
Not Basil the
Wiener
Dog
in a backpack.
Fergie.
I'm telling you. That's a cute wiener dog.
That's great.
All right. Throwback Thursday. You win. You got it. All right. Throwback Thursday on 99.70 JX. And look at that. It is finished.
And that was pouring a little drink and toasting to Cindy from Simpsonville. Celebrated her birthday on Monday.
Hey. All right, it's Throwback Thursday here on 99.70 JX. Every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9, we throw it back with songs you haven't heard in a while.
Favorite Brad said, we didn't get to a song, but he was curious if Cardi B had to go back to dancing because we haven't heard.
No, she's
Cardi
busy being
B.
a mom.
Exactly, it's been a minute.
She's a mom now.
Yeah.
She's a mom now.
Sorry, Favorite Brad.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Throwback Thursday here on 99.70 JX. How about a stupid fact of the day, Kelly?
Sure, let's do some stupid learning.
Yeah, it's... You know, we find these fascinating things and we want to share them with the world. There are 6 medical reasons why you should never hold in a fart.
Okay. I'll bite. Because I have to.
Thank you, Kelly. Number 1, mouth gas.
Mouth gas?
Yeah, it can reabsorb into your bloodstream, causing you to breathe it out. Odorless, but still gross to think about, right? All right, these are 6 medical reasons why you should never hold a fart in. Bloating, obviously.
Sure.
Build up can make you feel unpleasant.
Yes.
Cramping, again, holding it in.
Yes.
Can lead to cramping. Indigestion.
No.
Cause issues with your upper stomach.
Okay.
Heartburn even.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Diverticulitis.
Oh, dang.
That's right.
Oh, this is aggressive.
Yeah, that can be painful. It can cause inflammation even.
Oh, that's not good.
So the moral of this stupid fact of the day is let them fly.
I would say that the people around you probably... wouldn't appreciate you doing that just willy-nilly. Like
willy-nilly,
maybe
sure,
try
I
to go
that.
Find yeah. a place maybe outside.
And cough while you're doing it.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
for
gosh,
for the
me.
Health. Just yeah. go find an isolate. Don't do it in an elevator. Don't do it in a small space.
That's the worst when you're in an elevator and then you leave and you're not expecting someone to get on,
or
and
yes,
you've crop dusted them,
right? Or you're still on the elevator and,
oh, and you
you're the
in.
Only one there, and someone else enters and you just let one go, and then it's like, well, they know it's you.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Okay.
So again.
So much learning, but yeah, just let it fly. But maybe in isolation, in a place. Maybe outside where there's a flow of air.
Fact of the day. There you go. 6 medical reasons why you should never hold in a fart.
Great. Awesome.
Someone texted in, who needs a Department of Education when we have Ben and Kelly teaching us about fart buildup?
Exactly. We got it covered.
Oh, shoot. All right. There you go. That is your stupid fact of the day on 99.7 DJX.
These beautiful things that I've
got. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Time for a Setting the Bar story, which is what, Kelly?
It's an example of what not to do or situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Now, listen, you said that this could be something that you would be guilty of.
I mean, when you're talking about your favorite song coming on and you wanted to like dance or sing along, and that's kind of me.
So listen to this. If you can manage to make it through the day without holding up traffic at a busy intersection because you and some buddies decided to twerk.
You don't twerk in traffic. What are we doing? We don't twerk in traffic.
This happened in Tennessee. Mikkel, Rashawn, Jordan, Mondre, Desmond.
Tennessee twerking in traffic?
Yes. Yes. Their favorite song came on, and they're like, oh, it's my song. And so they got out. They were blocking downtown traffic in downtown intersection.
No.
Police were called.
Of course.
And literally they got taken downtown.
Because people got places to go, and they don't need to sit there and wait for you to twerk it out in traffic. I mean, I get it. But you just twerk along in your car while you're driving safely.
Well, they learned the hard way that apparently if you're blocking and obstructing traffic too much, the police will be like, here, why don't you just...
They couldn't figure that out.
Why don't you just do it over here?
We don't twerk in traffic in Tennessee.
Yeah, so again,
anywhere.
If you can manage to make it through the day without holding up traffic at a busy intersection because you and some buddies decided it was a good place to...
I mean, I get it. It's fun.
Okay.
But there's a time and a place. And it's not in the middle of traffic.
Okay. It's 99.7 DJX. There you go. That's your Setting the Bar story. Earlier in the show, we were talking about silly reasons that you could divorce your partner over.
We were kind of in Pettyville.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it all was started because Debbie decided to divorce her husband, Jim, in the bathroom.
Right. They have separate bathrooms, or at least like separate toilets, maybe. They have like the same bathroom space, like there's a common area, but then separate toilet closets. Is that what I'm understanding?
She is absolutely, she thinks he is absolutely disgusting when it comes to his bathroom habits. And so we were like, all right, what silly thing? Stephanie said I would divorce my husband over him biting and picking at his fingernails.
Yeah.
And his toenails instead of using a toenail clipper.
Yeah.
Can't stand the noise of it.
Got it. Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Chris.
The way she says couch, she puts an N at the end, and it sounds like couch. And it drives me crazy. I swear, it drives me crazy. We've been together for over 12 years, and she still does it to this day. And every time she does it, I just give her the side eye, and I'm like, really?
Does she not understand there's no N in it and how it sounds?
I tried to show her some pictures and some examples, you know, from the dictionary.
It's that fantastic Louvillian accent, isn't it? Thank you
that
so
is
much.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks.
Amanda says he will leave 1 second on the microwave.
Oh, that's maddening.
Are you a monster or just allergic to the clear button?
Yes, no, but you know what? There, I will say this. There could be an argument that you don't let it go all the way to zero so then it doesn't like beep loudly and make the noise.
Yeah,
maybe you're trying
to
keep people from waking up. There could be that. There's a lot of sharing of blankets and stealing of blankets. Tim says she refuses to share the blanket. If I'm cold at night, isn't that basically emotional neglect?
Yes. Yes, emotional neglect. So anyways, thank you for all the stories there. And you can catch more on the podcast at WDJX.com. Tap listen. Plus, we dove into drunken karaoke.
That was fun.
Yeah. Group therapy where the bestie is at odds with, well, him.
There were a lot of conspiracy theories flying around at the root of that issue. There were some that are thinking, well, I'll say Ben Davis, that we're not getting the full story.
Yeah, I don't think we are getting the full story.
There's like, probably a reason why she don't like Joel.
Yeah. There's a reason why she, you know, the bestie, his girlfriend's bestie doesn't like him. Mm-hmm. There's a reason.
There's a reason.
That he's just not telling us because we're getting his side of the story.
Gotcha.
Anyways.
A lot of theories.
It exhausts me.
Okay.
It exhausts me.
Washing your hands of it. We did leave with some practical advice from Sassy Matt, who was just like, listen, just tell her that you need to... that you're going to kill her with kindness and kind of pour on like the flirty, like nice behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But make sure the girlfriend knows.
Make sure the girlfriend knows.
So the girl, the bestie can't say, see, he's trying to pick me up. He's a cheater.
There you go. All right. Anything else, Kelly?
I think that's it. You can do a deep dive into some of the stories. Kelly Clarkson's been missing from TV.
I know. I saw that.
And people were kind of worried about it. Like
what's wrong?
Like, yeah. Yes, to the tune of, like, one of the first time she did it was, I think, on the March 3rd taping.
Yeah.
Where her guest was that she was supposed to be interviewing she found out 5 minutes before he was going on that he was going to host the show.
Instead of being the guest, guess what you get to do? Can you just do it?
Just going out there is fine. We'll write some stuff on the prompter. It's good. Go.
That's
and he
funny.
Did. So, yes. Yeah. But apparently it's a family emergency that didn't necessarily directly affect her.
All right. Well, that's good.
So, yes.
That's good.
She's supposed to be back soon. You can read more at WDJX.com.
All right, guys. I'm going to talk to you tomorrow. Bye.